and having not one business, not one restaurant, not one bar, not one parking ramp, nobody came to this council.
Pridgen says during the last 6 months, as the commingling rule remained in place, no one came forward requesting an extension before it expired last week.
It was not until after the sunset that we found out through the media that there were those who, first of all, were planning to go around the legislation by putting dancers on the stage in one establishment so that 18, 19, and 20-year-olds can come into their establishment after the prohibited hours.
Now, some bar owners are claiming they've lost about $20,000 per club without commingling in place on Thursday nights, and they're demanding that the Common Council restore the ordinance.
If I was losing $20,000 per club per night, I would have been in this council.
Maston District lawmaker Damone Smith agreed with his colleague.
That would be the proper business model, is to advocate for things before it expires so you have a smooth transition. Well, because I don't think that nobody here really had a problem with it.
If bar owners would like to host the underage crowds at their clubs, they can still apply for a special event. But Pridgen stressed it is only an exemption for one special night, not for a weekly commingling evening. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.